VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. Wuhan then and now. The world has gone through extraordinary changes in 1 year. The coronavirus pandemic outbreak occurred in Wuhan City just over a year ago. There have been fewer than 10 cases of coronavirus identified in America by that time. But since then, health officials have reported more than 25 million positive tests in the US and more than 99 million worldwide. Wuhan, China was the original epicenter of the coronavirus, which remained sealed off for 76 days. US officials have accused China of covering up the truth and allowing the virus to spread. In defense, China claimed that the Trump administration was deflecting blame for its own mishandling. Wuhan's stunning speed of recovery began just a couple of months after the outbreak. The markets were back to normal around March, pool parties were held with thousands of people going, and on December 31st, 2020, as millions of people in other countries spent New Year's Eve under lockdown, Wuhan's residents packed glittering streets to celebrate the arrival of 2021 with a midnight countdown. With new cluster outbreaks in northern China, many people here in Wuhan have put on face masks once again, cautious of the lingering virus and still surrounded by haunting memories of a lockdown that kept millions of residents along with their grief sealed inside. Tokyo Olympics 2020. In 1964, Tokyo became the first Asian city ever to host the Olympics. But the question now is if the city will ever host the 2020 Summer Olympics. The games were originally scheduled to begin last July, but 4 months earlier, they were postponed because of concerns about the spread of coronavirus. Now, the games are officially scheduled to begin on July 23rd this year. And Olympic organizers have said that if it doesn't happen, then the whole 2020 Olympics will be cancelled and not postponed again. And now, 6 months until the Tokyo Olympics, the outlook is grim. Japan is still struggling with a severe surge in COVID-19 cases as the city of Tokyo remains in a state of emergency. Speculation grows around whether the Games could be held in the middle of a pandemic. The Times of London reports the Japanese government has privately concluded that the Tokyo Olympics will have to be cancelled, citing an unnamed senior government official. However, the International and Japanese Olympic Committees called the report ridiculous and simply untrue. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga reaffirmed his commitment to hold the games as scheduled. It will be a symbol of humanity overcoming the novel coronavirus. The Japanese government has spent over $25 billion on the Olympic Games. For years, Tokyo has been redeveloping, and the entire Shibuya district has been getting a complete makeover. New buildings, landscaping, and even new subway lines, waiting to show it all to tourists from all over the world. Japan's prime minister says the Summer Games will bring hope and courage to the world. Well, a lot of that courage will be needed as each day the July 23rd open dates grow closer. Hope the country recovers soon. And now here's our sentence of the day. If measures were taken, I would not have sent my child to the hospital, which was the source of the infection. Once again. If measures were taken, I would not have sent my child to the hospital, which was the source of the infection. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, measure. Measure, which means a method for dealing with a situation. For example, these measures were designed to improve car safety. Number 2. Source. Source, which means the place something comes from or starts at. For example, you can say, oranges are a good source of vitamin C. Number 3. Infection, which means a disease in a part of your body that is caused by bacteria or virus. For example, you can say, bandage the wound to reduce the risk of infection. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. Keep practicing your vocab smoothies. A lot of you are making great sentences, which is awesome. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week.